1. Begin transmission.
It's 12:30 a.m.
12:30 a.m. That is, of course, local time, because if you look at your clock, you'll notice that it is, in fact, 19:30 UTC. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe, and I don't even know what day it is. Monday, maybe? Yeah? Well, it's not that important. It's too windy for me to go outside today. Well, at least to go outside and do radio. I already actually did go outside today. That's how I discovered it was too windy. I was walking around looking for dudes and I didn't see any because it was too windy. Did I mention that part yet? So I'm sitting inside and my mind is a blank. What am I even doing today? I don't know. Also, I have bad guts right now. What's going on in my guts? Some kind of battle or war? I'm not sure exactly. I'm trying to think of everything I ate recently. I don't think I ate anything bad, but maybe I did, accidentally, without knowing or thinking about it. Either way. So now I'm just sitting here. I was out earlier, like I said, and it was windy enough that it made my neck and shoulders cramp up. So we might be getting in the bathtub later, I don't know. So now I'm sitting here in front of my giant television, and I've got my Raspberry Pi Zero plugged into it, and I thought, oh, maybe this will be a good time to do some stuff I need to do on that. Boy, was that a mistake. Took me half an hour just to power the thing up, and it would power up. The problem is there's some kind of problem with the USB port, and as you know, there's only one, and it controls everything. So if the USB port is down, you've got no keyboard. So I don't know, I must have rebooted it 15 times, trying different things, different USB hubs, powered, non-powered, all this crap, nothing would do it. And then just by weird magic coincidence or whatever, it has finally come up. So now I'm sitting here staring at it, trying to figure out how do I make it Wi-Fi. And I'm still getting all kinds of weirdness out of it. Phantom keystrokes. Oh, brother. Well, I don't know why this pisses me off. I know that when you use cheap crap like these junky keyboards that I can afford and these junky crappy USB hubs that I can afford, stuff just isn't going to work 100% of the time. It's only going to work about 27 to 28% of the time, and we're just going to have to accept that. So, now, how do I get the Wi-Fi to work? And crap, now, I'm still looking for anything anywhere that says Wi-Fi setup, and now, my mouse has died. Which is just, you know, a trackpad on the keyboard. God damn it. Can I still type? No. We've lost everything again. Son of a whore. Well, so now we gotta, can't do anything but turn off the power switch on the power strip, of course, and turn it back on and see if it boots back up. And here we go. So exciting watching things boot. You know, and the only reason that I got this is so that I could run some cellular automata on it. And I've had this for how many months now, and I'm still trying to, you know, just get it to power up. I still, you know, I bought all this Wi-Fi crap, and I can't even use it because, well, this thing is just dead or whatever. Now, do I have a keyboard? Oh, I have a keyboard. It's a freaking miracle. So now we start up the GUI and we wait some more. Yay, I've got the mouse back. Yippee. Supposedly, you can make these things Wi-Fi. Everybody on the internet says it's possible. There's just nowhere to set any Wi-Fi settings. Very interesting. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, just plug your Wi-Fi dongle into the USB hub and it'll magically automatically call up a bunch of stuff. No, it won't. You are wrong. I've tried that about 1,000 times, maybe only 900 times. But that does not do anything. Huh. Well, anybody want to buy a Pi Zero? And now I'm sure some of you are saying, well, Tobe, why don't you just look online to see how to install all this stuff? Well, the problem with that is I've only got one pipe. I can only hook one thing up to the internet at one time. So, it doesn't do me any good. You know, I've been working on this for, what now, 2 hours? Yeah, I know you're thinking, no, Tobe, this show's only been running for 6 minutes. Well, whereas that's true, you forget that you're hearing this time compressed. I've been working on this for a couple hours now, and I think it's time to stop again. So instead, since I've got this thing on, I might as well play this little game that it has on it called Ink Spill. It entertains me to no end. But first, I'm gonna drink some of this iced tea. Oh yes, it's so yummy. And yes, I'm drinking iced tea today because it's very hot. It is way too warm for me to be sitting in front of computers trying to do stuff. I'm breaking out in cholinergic urticaria just due to the stress. So let's play the game here instead. Yay, I'm having fun now. Yay, I won. And I won with 3 turns left over. I can do better than that. Let's try again. Dun dun dun. Oh, it's gonna be a close one. No, no. I did exactly the same. I won, but I only did it with 3 moves left to spare. Certainly I can do better than that. Let's try again. It's gonna be another close one. What's he got? Oh, yes, and he does it. I win. And I only beat my old record by 1. I got 4 moves left over. I wonder if I can do better than that. Ugh. No, I can't. I'm back to my terrible run of form with only 3 moves remaining. Oh, I am just not in tip-top mental condition. What was that sound? What are you doing? Somebody's over there playing with stuff. Who is it? It's somebody fluffy. Boy, it seems like I'm getting worse at this the more I play it. Am I even gonna win this game? Oh, barely. Barely, with 1 move left to go. All right, I think I'm done with this game, kids. Getting mighty sick of doing computer crap today. Oh, I've been sitting in front of a keyboard for too long. Oh, ow. As I stand up, Oh, my knee kind of doesn't want to work. Okay, that's fine. I'll just sit back down then. It's all about good strategy. Oh, brother. Okay.
So what are we going to do instead? Well, the first thing we need to do is get the TV back into TV mode. So we got to go around pushing a bunch of buttons. If you have a TV, you might be familiar with this. There we go. And we've got TV back. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? I like to look at it as being a necessary evil. So the first thing we do is go to all of my different sports channels to see if there's any football. We've got hockey on this one. So we'll go to the next one. And we've got, well, hockey on this one too. Oh, this is news, sports news, and they're showing a guy getting hit in hockey. Okay, next, the next sports channel is playing basketball, apparently from the 80s, or maybe it's the 90s, I don't know. Okay, so we go to the next sports channel, and what do we have? We have baseball. Alright, we go to our last sports channel, or at least the last one that pertains to me, and we've got Ultimate Fighting. How can they call us Ultimate Fighting when there's no weapons involved? Doesn't seem very ultimate to me. Maybe they just don't know what ultimate means. Now, it's true that I do have some other sports channels. I have two other ones. They're very strange. They're the Big Ten Network. And I've got baseball on one, Nebraska versus Michigan, and Michigan is beating Nebraska by 5 points. And apparently the game is in Michigan. And when I look on the other Big Ten Network channel, the exact same game is on. So, I've got no football, I've got no sports, I've got nothing. Yay! The one good thing is, at least my guts aren't quite as bad as they were a while ago. Ugh. I'm kind of wondering if I should eat something to lock my guts up. That's an idea. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. So, while I'm looking for something to eat, why don't you listen to this?
Yeah. What are you doing from the left, dear? What serves from the left?
Whatever's gotten into you, Calpurnia?
My mistake, ma'am.
Well, I should say it is, Calpurnia. Mother, your maid is... Oh, hello.
Evening. Sorry to disturb your,
elegant dinner party for the most elegant people in all of New York.
Uh-huh.
And here we are. Welcome back to this daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm still your chairman. My name is Tobe. And in case you're wondering what I just ate, I decided to have some cinnamon toast. That's right, because I love cinnamon. Cinnamon is so yummy. I love cinnamon so much that if I had a time machine, I would go back in time and I would find the first guy peeling the bark off a tree so he can grind it up and eat it. And I'd be like, dude, that's a good idea. And he'd say, yeah, I thought so too. I'm going to dry this out, then I'm going to powder it. And I'm going to, you know, like, put it in stuff to make it taste better. And I'd be like, homie, that is such an awesome idea. Have you discovered sugar yet? And he'd be like, what? And I'm like, here, let me show you. You take these sugar beets here, or this sugar cane, and you do this stuff to it. And then you refine the sugar. So it's a lovely white crystalline powder. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I love sugar so much. And cinnamon. My guts feel a little bit better. But they still make some funny noises here and there. Making little squeaks and little groaks. And just now, it made a little sound that sounded like my cat. And I looked up towards my cat. No, my cat is sleeping in her blue bed. So, that's interesting. That happened to me the other night. I thought I heard my cat doing something. I was looking around for my cat, and cat's not even in the room. Where'd that noise come from? Oh, it's my guts trying to digest food. Yes, food. My arch nemesis. You know what? I'm feeling a little bored. Let's do something fun. Let's go out on the deck. Hopefully my cat is still sleeping and didn't hear the door open. Otherwise, it's windy out here. Otherwise, the cat's gonna be up here yanging her head off. What are we doing up here anyway, out here? Well, I'm setting up a tube here, and I've got a dozen bottle rockets in my hand. So we're going to launch some bottle rockets. Here we go, rocket number one. Nice. Now here's two rockets at once. Oh, the other one didn't go. Hosiery. Well, I guess you got to expect some of these to fail. Let's light another one. Just standing out here. My neighbors are mowing their lawns. And I'm out here lighting rockets because that's a fun thing to do if you're me. Put another one in the tube here. Kaboom, kabang. Uh-oh. Somebody heard me. And you know who it is. It's Wangy Yanger Zing Zang. Here goes another rocket. Oh, I'm having way too much fun. Let's light another one. Yeah, I could sit here and do this all day. And during a certain week in July, I do this all day. And now my neighbor Jim is mowing his lawn. Is he coming into his backyard or is he still working on the side there? He's working on the side. Besides, I've known this guy since high school, my neighbor behind me. He knows I get up to wacky stuff. Launch.
Whoa! Yeah, that probably clipped. That one blew up in the tube. That can't be good. What's the cat doing? Oh, I think the cat got spooked by that boom, and so she's no longer at the door yanging her little kitty head off because she doesn't like the fireworks. Not like I do. Oh, that one launched, but it didn't want to go bangs. All right, we got three left here. Let's get this one off. Fly, be free! Yay! Freedom for rockets. These rockets have been oppressed. And I'm just freeing them. Liberating them from their tormentors. Boom. These are good bottle rockets. These are, of course, black cats, just the regular ones, not the silver foxes. Okay, here comes my last one. These do have good reports. Last rocket. Yes, that entertains me to no end. Oh, and who's this? I'm trying to get back in the house. Are you going to let me back in? You're just sitting there. Are you going to let me in? You're going to try to come outside if I go in this door. Are you going to be a good baby and stay inside, or are you going to try to escape to the outdoors? Yeah, what are you smelling? Yeah, you're smelling the punk. Yes, I still got a lit punk in my hand. It's for lighting fireworks. Okay, I'm coming in. You look out. Yeah, Katie's got to look out. Katie's got to be careful. Yes. All right, so I'll just walk over to the sink here and extinguish this punk. Put it back in the punk holder. Yes, I do have a punk holder right here in my kitchen, along with a whole bunch of other larger rockets that we won't be lighting at this time. Bottle rockets are so fun. All fireworks are so fun. Well, whistling Jupiters aren't that fun. They're not fun when they're flying at your head at the speed of sound. No, that's not fun. Although, when it just misses your head, you get that awesome Doppler effect. You know what I'm talking about. The best part of all this is that, of course, now I smell like fireworks smoke. It's like a perfume for me. I can smell some of it even in the house. The smoke wafted in the house. I've got all the doors open, so... I love that smell. That's my happy smell. Yep, somehow I just remembered that I need to go to the bank to get money so I can buy gasoline. Wouldn't it just be easier if my bank was just the gas station? I mean, pretty much the only thing I ever have to buy is gas. Why don't we just have gas banks? Or for that matter, why do we even bother trading in currency? Why don't we just have our unit of currency be a gallon of gasoline? I mean, this is America. We all need gasoline. We all want gasoline. We all complain about the price of gasoline. Maybe we should just all get paid in gasoline. Maybe we should trade in gasoline. Oh, fossil fuels. I love you so much. Only because then I can burn you to create electricity, the greatest form of energy. And now here's a list of my three favorite kinds of energy. Number one, electricity. It's moving electrons. It's awesome. Everybody loves it. Everything that I have uses it. Well, except for my car, which uses electricity, but it also uses gas. But electricity rules. Number two, fire. I really like fire. I don't
understand how it works or where it comes from exactly. Not electrons. There's, you know, like fire particles in the electrons, and the firetrons escape and they make heat, and that's how fire works. Number three, potential energy. I like energy that is potential. I like energy that is stored, because then I can use it later. And that's a good thing. My favorite kind of potential energy is a battery, an alkaline battery. I hate rechargeable batteries because they're not as good as regular batteries, and batteries rule. And I like batteries and everything that runs on batteries, because then you don't have to plug it in to the wall, because you have batteries. And as an honorable mention to this list, I would just like to say that I also appreciate kinetic energy. I don't know what it's made of or where it comes from, but being as I like to move and I like to see things move, kinetic energy is good. Secretly, I think kinetic energy is really just electricity, because if you look at an electric motor, it doesn't move until it has electricity. So, you know, it occurs to me that it's possible that all energies are the same. Since you can't lose them, I can't find my energies. Where did they go? Wait, you can't lose or gain energy. My energies aren't lost. They're probably up in the drawer with the rest of my batteries. I have a whole drawer full of batteries. Most of them are dead because I can't bring myself to throw away dead batteries. Because dead batteries aren't completely dead. They're just, you know, lower power than you want. So they still got all that magic juice in them. So I've got these boxes full of, you know, barely charged batteries. And sometimes I just hook them up to LEDs to let them drain, just because I like LEDs so much. But you knew that already. In fact, here's a list of my 100 favorite kinds of LED. Number one, the 7-segment display. Number two, the 8-segment display. Number three, oh, dang it. I'm afraid I'm going to have to wait on completing this list of my favorite whatever I was talking about, because I just noticed that I'm starting to run out of time. It's 1958 UTCAE, which means it's time for me to wrap this up. And this is the part where I say, you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, so be sure to tune in tomorrow and every day for the rest of your life. My name's Tobe, I'm your host and chairman. And what else was I going to say? Seems like there was something else I was going to mention, but I can't think of what it was. It is not a Barnacle Day today, it is not a Vocaloid show today, so I don't know what to tell you. I guess the last thing I need to say is this. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.